Athena's Attraction, discovering new ways to achieve goals from a winner's point of view.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast entitled Fine-Tuning Our Goals with Evanina Thompson.
This information does not represent professional medical advice. If you experience long durations of sadness, please consult your physician. If you consider for a moment, discouragement is one of those intercommunication barriers within our personal network system that tends to make us feel defeated. From my own personal experience, I think discouragement is one of those qualities we have that helps us know that something needs our attention. Most of the time we reflect on ourselves when we become discouraged, and we tend to beat ourselves up when we feel like our goals aren't producing any results. We may even begin to feel inadequate or even intimidated. I'll never forget my first experience in giving an instructional class. I had this one student that always seemed to ask questions that I didn't have answers to. Now consider that these students paid a lot of money to attend my class, and I took pride in the quality of the information that I offered them. So you can imagine how founded I felt when this particular student would get the attention of my other students with questions. And these questions were questions that pertained to the instructions that I was giving, thus leaving me speechless. At first, I felt intimidated, and I even began to resist the idea of giving the class. I started thinking of new ways to find someone else to give the class. The student asked questions that I wanted to answer because somewhere down inside of me, I knew that she would not have paid that much money for the class if she were not interested in receiving information that I could offer. After days of this experience, my mind began to take on two perceptions of the situation where I could have felt like she wanted to embarrass me. I mean, after all, she had paid a lot of money for my class, more money for my class than other students had paid to attend their class. I knew my information was worth the price that she had paid, but somehow she got me where it counted. I would break into a cold sweat and do the best I could to save face. I remember I had spent hours after work contemplating what the best thing for me to do. The answers didn't come right away. I spent a lot of time researching. I found websites where other instructors who were successful over the internet suggesting ideas and ways to help improve classroom instruction. And then one day, I discovered something. There were answers to the questions that this student had asked me. I began to find ways to improve my classroom instruction through offering information on my website. That way, if a student had problems with instructions that I was giving during the day, they could easily go to the website and review it from the privacy of their home that evening. I learned something of value to me through this experience. I began to notice that this student actually began to believe the goal that I was teaching was possible. I felt great about my instructions again, and my students seemed to feel better about her learning from me. Well, needless to say, my intimidation turned into confidence. Now I offered a great class that included after-hours help for anyone who needed it, something that most of the other instructors didn't do for their students. I even gained some new knowledge on how to improve my website to include those parts of information. Let me encourage you today that while you may feel like your goal is going nowhere, or maybe you feel that you're not seeing any progress, taking the time to improve your work, looking over it to see what can be revised, and see if there's something that makes your information more useful, can actually put a new spin on the whole situation. Sometimes asking others who seem more successful to take a look at your material and see if they have any suggestions may improve the area that doesn't seem to be working well so that you gain momentum and start feeling better about your goal and what you're doing. Maybe you just need to grab some lunch and walk around outside for some fresh air to refocus. Discouragement is exactly what it is, but it can be a good thing. This is Evina Thompson, looking for ways to achieve our goals through improving our focus. Until next time, have a nice day. Copyright 2010, Amy Yvonne Thompson. All rights reserved. Credits to background music, www.freeloops.com. Be sure to visit Evina, yveneena.wordpress.com for helpful articles and suggestions on improving our focus. Also, links to more podcasts just like this one in the links section of evina.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening.